Praise be Jesus and Mary. The readings for today's Holy Mass teach us the lesson of the importance and power of persevering prayer. In the first reading from Exodus chapter 17, we heard how the Israelites fought against their invading enemies, the Amalekites. And as long as Moses kept his hands raised in prayer, the Israelites had the better of the fight. But it became very tiring for Moses to keep his hands in that position of prayer, which is customary for the Jews, you know, the praying position, standing on one's feet with hands raised. You know, you can imagine after so many hours, you know, of hands lifted up like that, you get very tired. And so the thing was, when he lowered his hands, becoming so tired, you know, the Israelites, you know, found themselves losing the battle. You know, so the secret was to their victory, helping Moses, you know, through Aaron and Hur, you know, propping him up on either side, having him seated first, and have his arms, you know, lifted up, helping him to keep those arms raised in prayer until at last the Israelites did defeat their aggressors. And here Moses shows himself to be the great prayer warrior, you know, a powerful, you know, example, you know, for all of us of persevering intercessory prayer. And similarly, in the gospel passage for today, from Luke chapter 18, you know, our Lord teaches us of the importance to pray without ceasing, to pray without becoming tired or weary, to be persevering in our prayer. So to pray always without becoming weary, Jesus gives us the lesson, you know, from the parable of the widow and the unjust judge. As we heard, you know, despite the firm resistance of the unjust judge to listen to the widow, let alone grant her, you know, a decision that's favorable on her behalf, you know, he was determined to refuse, you know, that decision until the widow finally won out because she was persevering. You know, she didn't give up in asking. So like the widow, we too need to be persevering in our prayers, and all the more because we're not asking, you know, a just sentence or decision from an unjust judge, but from an infinitely just judge, and even more so, a most loving and merciful Father, you know, God. As Jesus assures us, will not God secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. Now, perseverance in prayer is as crucial as it is challenging. It's a real test of faith for us, you know, to pray with trust and confidence and perseverance, especially as 21st century Americans living in a culture that doesn't promote, you know, the virtues of, you know, patience and perseverance, although in certain things it does, you know, to be successful in the world, you know, people know, you know, requires patience, hard work, perseverance, and other human virtues. But generally the world would have us give preference to, you know, what produces instantaneous results. You know, and, you know, the digital world is a perfect example of that. You know, getting things so quickly at our fingertips at a click and so forth. We become impatient if we have to wait just a few more seconds, you know. So admittedly, it's already challenging for us to engage in prayer at all. You know, making the time for prayer and to find a good time and place for that prayer, you know, with a bit of peace and quiet, that's challenging as it is. And to persevere in that is a further challenge for us. But be that as it may, we cannot afford to make excuses for not making prayer a part of our daily lives, you know, and to give that a certain primacy, you know, top priority, make time for prayer. For ultimately, our salvation depends upon it, and our sanctification, of course. If you want to get to heaven, we need to pray. St. Alphonsus Liguori put it very well when he said, "He who prays is saved, he who prays not is damned." So how important it is to pray and get people to pray who don't pray. Open their hearts to God, you know, in prayer, and God does the rest. St. Jose Maria Escrivá offers this insight on perseverance in prayer. He says, "Look at the set of senseless reasons the enemy gives you for abandoning your prayer. I have no time, when you are continually wasting it. This is not for me. My heart is dry. Prayer is not a question of what you say or feel, but of love. And you love when you try hard to say something to the Lord, even though you might not actually say anything." The same saint exhorts, "Persevere in prayer. Persevere even when your efforts seem barren. Prayer is always fruitful." That is, genuine prayer is always fruitful when we sincerely try to reach out to God and speak to Him and listen to Him. Saint Teresa of Avila, the great doctor of the Church on Prayer, affirms that the soul has advanced considerably in prayer who is truly determined to let it make no difference whether the Lord gives delights and signs of tender affection or denies them. So it's a sign of advancing in the life of prayer when we continue to pray, even when we seem to get absolutely nothing out of it, and when it's very difficult to pray, when our hearts are, let's say, dry and barren, as the saint refers to. And this is a real test for all of us. Sooner or later, we have to experience that. You know, the consolations, you know, from the Lord are generally taken away at a certain point or a certain time in our lives, so that we might seek Him, you know, with a greater desire, not so much for His consolations, but just to be with Him and to be united with Him, to show Him our love and to grow in that love. So not that we get something out of it, as it were, but that we do what we ought to do and pray to God. So this kind of prayer is always fruitful. Again, genuine prayer, not just rattling off our prayers, as there is the temptation to fall into that bad habit. I mean, granted, it's a good thing. Some people, they're very disciplined, and they really want to pray those prayers each day, vocal prayers or the rosary. But it's so important not to rattle off these prayers, but to really pray all these prayers from the heart. And that's a challenge, too, for all of us, a continual challenge. You know, and doing this, though, will increase within us the spirit of prayer and will lead us to desire to pray more and more. So Jesus teaches us to pray always without becoming weary. Is our Lord asking us to do the impossible, to pray always? Is He asking us to abandon the world and go to the nearest desert or monastery? Though some of us would like to do that, maybe all of you would, you know, go to the desert for a while or a monastery for a long while, on retreat. No, God doesn't call, you know, everyone to that, of course. But pray always, yes. To pray always, He is calling us to do that. In some way, this is possible. St. John Chrysostom explains how this is possible. A man can pray devoutly whether he is standing in the public square or during a quiet walk, seated at his study desk, or while he works at other tasks. He can raise his heart and soul to God. So, praying while we work, lifting up a very brief prayer, aspirations of the heart, you know, a prayer before and after a particular activity or action in our daily, let's say, work schedule, chores to do. And this is a great a secret to growing in the life of prayer, these aspirations of the heart, you know, which you could say sanctify our work and make our work itself a prayer, as it were. Origen adds this: he prays without ceasing who prays with good works and works with a prayerful spirit. Only thus can we pray without ceasing, as we have been commanded. So the idea is to have time dedicated to prayer each day. Yes, this is foundational. Just for prayer, how much time we can do that, in the mornings or in the evenings, somewhere in between, and thereby cultivate the spirit of prayer, and which permeates and animates our entire day and all that we do, and to keep the fire of divine love kindled, kind of throwing in the kindling, straw, little pieces of wood, as it were, with our little prayers, our aspirations throughout the day. That's a challenge for all of us. You know, St. Francis of Assisi, for example, he was a man of deep prayer. He prayed so much. He was infused with the spirit of prayer, you know, so deeply that he didn't merely pray, but he became, as it were, a living prayer. So that's something that all of us can strive for as well. So we don't just pray, but ourselves become a living prayer. So all the saints learned this lesson: to pray without ceasing, to pray without growing tired or weary. And the result was a profound union with God and a perfect docility to his will and inspirations, and thereby doing the wonderful works of God. And such works are desperately needed today. Men and women who docilely do God's holy will, his work. No amount of human ingenuity, skill, or effort can fix the problems in the world and in the church today. The only one who can do the fixing is God, of course. And God has his power tools, as it were, you know, among which are his saints, his chosen instruments. Those men and women who do his will, his work in all things. That is, those who've learned how to pray without ceasing, and who became living prayers. So God's calling you and I, you know, to do that, to be that. Men and women of deep prayer who persevere in prayer and become living prayers. So in imitation of Our Lady and all the saints, let us say to this divine invitation from our Lord, you know, a yes, a generous, persevering yes each day. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.